Bedford, Rising with Skybar. Garrett from Speed Fossil is going to be with me in about 15 minutes. Talk a lot about the band, the Plimp Souls, which are now kind of a Boston band and some other stuff, but tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I'm going to play a lot of new stuff tonight, but this first one goes out to the love of my life, Trisha. This is My Love Will Not Let You Down, and we'll be back in a bit more, as I said, with a lot of new music and Garrett. Here we go. WMFO in Medford.
Love.
All right, that band was Grade 2. They're out of the UK. Song was Celine. Started with My Love Will Not Let You Down by Springsteen off of Trax. That, of course, goes out to my wife, Trisha, for Valentine's Day. Now we're going to get some new music. A couple of new releases that came out. This first one is by a great band called Happy Little Clouds, who I saw a couple weeks ago at the Jungle. Been following them for a while now anyway. I like that band a lot, and they have a new single out. We're going to play that. I'm going to follow that up with something by Dave Strong. Couple new singles. We'll be back. When you hear me next, it'll be with Garrett. Here we go, though. This is our Happy Little Clouds' newest single.
I'm not afraid to
All right, that was Dave Strong's newest song called Where Should I Go? Before that, of course, Happy Little Clouds with the Empress song. I'm here with Garrett from Speed Fossil. Thanks a lot for coming in, Garrett.
Thank you for having me in Skybar.
Yeah, we
we planned six we months ago.
We survived the blizzard. We survived the blizzard.
Right.
And, boy, they've been off a lot of times, but never like this. They went from a foot last night. I went to bed at 11, and at that time, right then, I think they downsized it to, we might just get a couple inches. But like 4 hours earlier, it was like a foot, you know, get your bread and your milk and get your snowblowers going and gas up. And
right.
So luckily, it was nothing.
I was supposed to do something today, and it didn't happen. And I was toying all day with, like, calling the person that I was supposed to get together with and say, hey, you know, let's do this. But it always had, like, this kind of imminent threat that something was going to happen because there was a little bit of snow.
Yeah.
It was a little bit windy, and I was like, ah, no, I better not because the driving will be terrible, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Turned out to be nothing.
Yeah, which is good because now you're here.
Exactly.
So we got a few things to talk about, but first of all, Speed Fossil is your band. It has been around how long now?
10 years. 2024 is a decade of existence for Speed Fossil, which is kind of unbelievable to me personally that we've survived that long as an entity.
And you're you've been at this for a while, even prior to Speed Fossil, right?
I have. I took a long time off. I stopped for about 12 years, and then they pulled me back in.
People do that, especially of our age.
Yeah,
I hear that a lot with people. Like they have this like hiatus, and for whatever reason, some people have kids and they do that and they're hunkered down and tied down. But it always seems to itch back, and they find it again.
It's in your DNA and you're a lifer. There is no way to suppress it. And I think I spent a long time suppressing it. But more out of just frustration and disappointment, like, okay, you know, I'm just not going to do this anymore because I had kind of done almost everything between, you know, playing in a band, starting a record label, touring with people, managing people, publicity, owning an entertainment company, like all that stuff. And it was like this kind of slope that you go up and then you get to the top and someone takes out the support system and everything comes crashing down. And that's kind of the way it all ended. And I was just, I hate to say this, dear radio listener, bitter and unhappy.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing it, you know?
Yeah. So you had a somewhat of a label back in the day.
I did. I did Spinning Records and I did Catapult Records. I was a partner in Planetary and Fort Point. Planetary was a promotion company here local. It's now based on the West Coast. I think Adam Luce is still running that to this day. So, It was a really interesting experience. I learned a ton. I made a lot of mistakes.
You will at the beginning of anything.
Yeah, and also I was younger. It wasn't like I was a little baby, but I don't think I had a maturity level or a skill set to deal with some of the things that you really got to like think about when you're working with musicians in particular. And you know, there's a degree of sensitivity that's involved, and I lacked it. But I learned, you know, how to develop it, and I think now I'm in a far better place. I hope, you know,
we'll find out
when I'm dead and gone. If people say nice things about me, then we'll know.
I think they will. I will. I'll be in the good corner.
Thanks, man. Thanks. But, that's the best $20 I ever spent.
yeah. They grease it all the time. I'm always very flattering to my guests. No, I mean it, but I ask people a lot of times about names of bands if they're odd, and I think Speed Fossil kind of odd. What's Speed Fossil all about?
Well, you know, I tell the story. It goes way back to probably when I was a teenager, when I was first in college, sitting in someone's room doing the things that college kids do in their downtime, outside of the window was this woman who was probably 85, 90 years old, flying down the street on one of the early electric bicycles, you know, when they used to have those black metal box motors on the back. And she was zipping by and my buddy looked out the window and said, oh, there goes the Speed Fossil.
That's great.
And that name just kind of stuck with me. And then, you know, when I decided to put this pop rock, power pop rock band together where we're a little bit older at this point, I was like, well, it's appropriate. You know, we're all Speed Fossils. We're all just racing toward it.
That's fine. It's
a very momentary thing that you get to do this and play music and be involved in this kind of thing. So we're all lucky that we get to be a part of it, you know?
That's a great story.
Yeah.
And whenever people tell me their names, and it's always something random like that. Not always, but a lot of times, yeah, it's something you see on a screen somewhere. It just pops up in your head. It's not like, they're not usually real thought out things. Like, you know, you saw this old lady, Speed Force, you're like, yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, it was just, it just stuck in my head for forever. And it was, the guy's name was John Dwelly that said it. And I'll never forget it, you know.
Does he get credit on the,
you know, I haven't given him credit. You know, I probably haven't talked to him in like 30 years either, so.
Well, people probably don't ask a lot of the origin of the name.
They do, because it's a curiosity thing. And,
yeah.
And I think the double entendre that's within it kind of compels people to like, hey, where did that come from?
Right.
You know, and then I always wonder when I tell the story if they're disappointed, like, oh, that's how you came up with the name? Jeez, that stinks.
No, that's a good story. That's a good story. I like that. My name came from eating a candy bar. It was boom. I was eating a Sky Bar.
A very good candy bar, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not. I like them.
Yeah.
But I'm not wild about them. I just happened to randomly eating that candy bar on that day. This guy saw me and called me that, and that's it. It's that simple. But anyway, let's talk about the new single. Speed Fossil.
Yes. So it's coming out officially tomorrow.
I know. I got the drop on it.
On Valentine's Day. But we snuck it out early to radio. And dear radio listener, this is now a number one Radio Indie Alliance single. It is number one this week, which is amazing. My first ever.
Wow.
I'm very excited about that and very grateful to, obviously, all the DJs and all the radio stations and all the people that listen and support stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm very fortunate. But it's a song that we do with Linda Pardee from the Chelsea Curve, who has been a friend of mine for a long time. She's a fellow rock and roller, great person, you know, fantastic. Her band is fantastic.
Yep.
And she graciously agreed to sing the song with us. And it really makes it. I'm so grateful that she had decided to do that. And we made a video. The video comes out tomorrow. It's fairly entertaining. Has a little storyboard. But it's basically, you know, it's a song about two people that are in love with each other but just don't know how to talk to each other and can't really decide whether to reunite or not. So
why not put it on Valentine's Day?
The age-old story. You know, I love this person, but they're driving me crazy. But I have to be with them. So.
All right. We're going to play that, and we'll come back and talk a bit more, but here we go. Sweetheart. I finally see the forest for the trees. After years of living down on my knees, tell you what it's all about. Come into my world, baby, help me figure it out. I got a lot of things to say. After years of All right, there you have it. Great new single by Speed Fossil called Sweetheart with Linda Bean Pardee on it as well. And I just, off air, we were just talking. Put your mic on. They could hear me. They couldn't hear it. You weren't saying anything anyway, so it worked out. But off air, we were talking.
It might be better that way.
Right. Yeah, I'm just going to go. I'll just tell them what you were going to say. We were talking about whether there's going to be a Speed Fossil release in the near future, and I guess there is.
There is indeed. We are planning on releasing a CD EP for all you hard media freaks.
It's coming. I love it.
In fact, I get them tomorrow. So those of you that have pre-ordered, you will get them on time. It's April 12th release date. 5 songs. The idea, it's called Room with a View, which is VU, you know, volume altimeter, volume 1. And what I'm trying to do is a series of EPs where I work with different people in town who are producers and engineers. So the first one was David Minahan, who, believe it or not, you know, 25 years ago, I did the first Speed Fossil recordings with, which made that first record. You know, it's interesting. The first record was some leftovers and some new stuff. So it was great to reunite with him. I've been talking to Ed Valeskas. I'm really hopeful that we're going to work together and do something at Q-Division. And then, you know, we'll see how far it goes. How many volumes there are, I don't know. But the idea is, you know, batches of 5 songs, because I like a format where you're, where it's a concept, you know, the album, the songs are grouped together.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it works or not. You know,
I think it will.
Time will tell.
Yeah. And you're going to play one. I put Garrett under the spot here. You're going to play one. Well, actually two, but you're going to play one for us now. A little bit about this song.
All right. So this was the first single from the forthcoming EP. It was called Magic Trick, and you played it a bunch. Thank you very much. And it was kind of the first song I wrote. How's that sound? All right. Yeah. First thing I wrote in 2023 after my friend Pat Wallace had passed away. And I was really, really distraught, super down. And I picked up a guitar, and this song just kind of came out, and I didn't have a chorus for it. And then the idea for Magic Trick, you know, a play on words of his name, kind of came to me. And there it was, you know. And we were just starting the EP, and the guys in the band had rejected a song that I had that was like a little too out there. And they're like, well, what else do you have? And I said, well, I have this song that I did, you know, you want to hear it? And I played it from them. They're like, okay, that's the one. Let's do that. And we ended up working it up as a group and recording it. So,
all right.
Yeah. You know, he's a guy I miss tremendously. I think everybody in town that knew him misses him.
Yeah, we lost a few people there. Yeah. And
you know, another one of these people that you know him, and they're your best buddy, but they're everybody's best buddy. You know, you start to realize like the relationship that you had with them and the way that person made you feel, that person made everyone they knew feel that way. And that's the kind of the way that he was, you know, much loved and a fantastic musician on top of that. So,
all right, I'll let you play it.
All right, here we go. Struck down beyond belief. The only thing you feel is grief. No one seems to be getting through. There are no words to say to you. And that's the way it goes when somebody dies. There's nothing much to see, just the tears in your eyes. Wish it was a practical joke. Big mistake, someone misspoke. Truth is that they're dead and gone. Left us here to carry on. And that's the way it goes when somebody dies. There's nothing much to see, just the tears in your eyes. I need a magic trick so I can bring you back, my friend. Show me that magic trick so you can make me laugh again. All your days will pass you by, another sunset in the sky. Cancel all our future plans till that day we meet again. And that's the way it goes
somebody dies. There's nothing much to see, just the tears in your eyes. And I need a magic trick so I can bring you back, my friend. Show me that magic trick so you can make me laugh again.
Very nice.
All right.
Very nice. Yeah, we also, I just want to touch on Justine for a minute here, because we also lost her, and another great loss to this local music community that I know you are very close to, and but she lives on with, of course, her music and all the people she impacted as well.
Yeah, you know, that one's going to sting for a long, long time, for me personally, because she was a friend, a colleague, a mentor, somebody who, like, you know, really believed in everybody that was on that label. But yeah, for me personally, like, she was like my psychologist, kind of, you know, keep doing it. You know, you start smally, you know, yes, you are good enough, yeah, and you are smart enough.
She lifted people up, and you obviously were lifted up by her. Yeah,
without a doubt. And, you know, just the whole thing that's happening now, you know, with Sweetheart having the success and, mm-hmm, all these things, like, she got to hear that song before she passed away, and I'm
That's
so
nice.
Glad that she
yeah,
did
yeah.
And when she heard it, she was excited about it, because it was a surprise. I didn't tell her that we had done it with Linda. It was kind of, to me, and I think to her, it kind of embodied kind of what Red and Red was about, where we were all of us artists, we were kind of like a big family, all working together to lift each other up. So that song embodies that spirit, and I'm so glad that, you know, it's been embraced.
Yeah,
by all of you guys that are playing it, and all the people that are listening to it. So, you know, yeah. But I miss her tremendously. She's just a really great friend.
Yeah, we all do. All right, I'm going to cut to another aspect of what you got going on, which is the Plimsolls, who, I don't know, they're kind of a Boston band now, right?
Well, you know, a few of us in the Boston environs have been enlisted to be part of that group, and have it carry on and have the tradition of what they're doing kind of propagate itself and reinvigorate itself out there. So it's very exciting, actually.
I gotta ask, how did that come about?
You know, it came about because I wanted to start playing more bass again, because I was originally a bass player back in the late 80s and early 90s. I was in a band called The Vouts, and I played bass in that band. And we did everything. We did the Rumble, we did touring, put out a few records, all that kind of stuff. And when I started Speed Fossil, I'm obviously the guitarist and the front guy and the singer, so I didn't get to play bass. I'm like, I want to play bass. So for years, I was kicking around this concept of doing this thing called Guided by Choices, which is a Guided by Voices tribute band. And I'd mention it to people that I saw. I was like, hey, I want to do this. Would you be into doing it? They're like, oh, you know, I kind of like them, but no, I don't have time for it. You know, thanks for asking me. I appreciate it. So what happened is that I got asked to do a Halloween show for Speed Fossil. Mm-hmm. In these Halloween shows, lots of bands do them. They come in costume as another band.
Yeah.
So
like a cover band for the night.
Correct. So like Roser is the band that invited us to do it at the Worthen. And they were Aerosmith. They were fantastic. And I said, I want to do Guided by Choices. So then I'm backed in the corner. I got to put a band together. So I had known Anthony Kaczynski kind of a little bit from playing shows with him, but we never hung out hard or anything like that. And I went to see Fire King play, and I'm watching the play. I'm like, oh my God, this guy is like, he's like Bob Pollard incarnate. You know, I wonder if he would be into this. And I approached him after the show and asked him, said, I'm going to do this thing called Guided by Choices. You mean a GBV tribute band? I'm in. You know, and I found out after the fact that he started his band, Fire King, because he loved Guided by Voices. And that's the reason he learned how to play guitar, the whole thing.
That's funny.
He was the perfect guy. So where am I going with this? I'm going to get there, radio listener. Just hold on 1 second. Anyway, Anthony and I play in Guided by Voices. Anthony also plays in the Magnetic Fields, tours with those guys. He was asked to become the singer for the Plimsolls and the rhythm guitarist. So he did a show with them, I think in November or October. They had a bass player. they were like, maybe we should find somebody else. They asked me if I wanted to do it. And at the time, I couldn't do it because I was gainfully employed for the same company that I worked with for 11 years of my J job. But as fate would have it, apparently I'm too old and I made too much money. So they terminated me. And suddenly I became available. And about 15 minutes after I was terminated from my day gig, I called Anthony up. I said, hey, did you guys find anybody? Because I'd be interested in doing this. And he said, hold on, I'll get back to you. 5 minutes later, calls me back, said, nope, you want to do it, you're in. You know, I think you'd be perfect for it. So yeah. I went. I did the rehearsals over 3 days. By the second day of the rehearsal, Eddie Munoz was like, hey, we'd love to have you. We're doing a tour this summer. It's a big tour. Would you like to do it? And I was like, yes, of course I would like to do it. And this this totally tubular thing, it's crazy. It's Thomas Dolby, Modern English, Bow Wow Wow, The Romantics, you know, basically the 80s relived.
Yeah.
And it's wildly popular. They've sold 30 to 40% of all the tickets for all the dates. It does not start until the end of June.
Yeah, I was going to say, all these bands still draw. The Plimsolls show you did at the Middle East, when was that? That was fantastic.
It was so much fun. And that night was a great night because we were on the fourth date of the tour, and we really, like, we did lock in that night as a group, you know, because it's all kind of new for all of us for doing it together. But we are all of the same ilk. I think we really love playing those songs, doing that music, and we like hanging out with each other, so we get along. Mm. You know, there's no ridiculous drama within the band. So, you know, that and the fact that it's going to be this tour playing for 5,000, 10,000 people across the whole country, you know, I feel very blessed that I got asked to participate in it and be a part of it.
Yeah, you must have been, like, rejuvenated in a sense.
It's amazing. You know, I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. It's like you think something's going to happen when you're a teenager,
right,
and then now here you are, you know, on the back nine of your life.
Yeah,
and you're like, wow, this opportunity is presented to you.
And I'm touring all over the country and to a good size amount of people.
It's really phenomenal. And you know, I can't thank Eddie and Anthony enough for inviting me to be a part of it. You know, I feel very, very, very lucky. And we're making a record.
I was gonna say, and that's to me, that's the mind blowing thing, that you're gonna like a lot of, you're not just going on playing all Plimsoll's catalog, which is deep and vast, but there's gonna be new material and like a real, so you're gonna be on a Plimsolls album.
It's a lot of fun.
It's got to be mind-blowing in a sense.
Tony and I are writing with Eddie, and you know, we've got everything's written, so we're starting now to do it, and we're hoping. I mean, it's a super ambitious schedule because we want to try to get the record out before this tour starts. Mm. So there is not a lot of time to do that, especially, you know, Tony also has his Magnetic Fields commitment, so he'll be touring with them.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of, you know, everybody is nose to the grindstone right now. Like, okay, let's get this thing done. We're going to bang it out. It's going to be great. And I can tell you that the songs are excellent. They're really entertaining. Yeah. And we've got a great one that the three of us wrote together that I can't wait to get out there. So
that's fantastic. I don't play, usually when I play bands, I don't play the hits. But with the Plimsolls, I'm going to do that. I'm going to play the hit.
All right.
It's a live recording. So it's not, I guess it'll be slightly different, but I dug this up. We'll be back after this. These are the Plimsolls.
Friday night, I just got back. I had my eyes shut. Shiver by the past. I'm part of you while the radio play. Should've got moving. The reason I stay. I started to do two different ways. Realized I finally had the face you were. We'll be right back. were empty, there was no one around. Different faces that we used to know.
Plimsolls with Million Miles Away. Everyone knows that song, of course, and that's probably half the reason that they're still drawing. Sometimes that one song will carry you.
It is amazing, and you know, just seeing on that brief little December tour, and very interesting because you see people come out from that era, right, and the Valley Girl thing, and they're like in love with it. But then there's a whole contingent of people that were like 10 to 15 years after that, who maybe like had an older brother or an older sister that turned them on to that stuff. Like, you know, and they come up to you like, oh, I'm so glad you guys are here. I'm so glad I got to see this. It's this amazing community of folks that support what these guys are doing. And again, like I said, it's a privilege to be part of it. So
yeah, before you strum away here, I want to talk a bit about Sound Cove.
Before you get out of here, right?
Yeah, I mean, as we know, we just get ramped up here.
But we need to have a listener polled voting writing campaign to give Skybar 2 hours. He needs 2 hours, folks. Send a letter to the general manager of WMFO saying he needs to have 2 hours. We'll it's very important.
It's important for you guys. Important for the community. But so we want to touch on Sound Cove, right?
Okay, so the Sound Cove. So, you know, obviously after Justine's passing, you know, I wanted to get on a label. And a couple people did make offers to us. But they were kind of things that I just felt like, okay, I don't see why I need to do this, you know, sign over my music to somebody and give them the rights to do it when I can kind of do it myself. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, and also I know how to do it for other people. So how could I do something that would not be beyond the bandwidth of all these things that I'm involved with? And the Sound Cove is that. So the Sound Cove is a digital singles only label. And the idea is for me to find people that are power pop, rock and roll, that are making songs that are 3 to 4 minutes, no longer, and put them out as singles to help them have a little bit of radio promotion. So I do a paid radio campaign. I promote them, you know, through social media, through people that I talk to. The idea is once I get the roster full, I'll do a CD sampler too. So they'll have physical media. They'll have something that they can give to people at gigs. You know, that will be all on me. So it's like, here's this, I have a track on this CD. It'll have the other, you know, 9 or 10 bands that are on label too. And I've been shopping around and people are in it. So Fire King signed up for it. I've got Eric Barlow. I don't know if you remember the Banjo Spiders from back in the 90s. So Eric has a terrific single coming out March 15th called Remains of May. It's absolutely brilliant. I'm so excited to put it out. Me and Caprice has signed up. I'm in discussions with Glowbox as well, who obviously I'm also in bed with them a little bit because I'm playing bass for them too. So, there will be a Plimsoll single on the Sound Cove. Yep, because we have the vehicle to do it, so might as well do it. And a couple other folks. So there's a few surprises still to come. But so far, it's been really gratifying. You know, all of the records that have come out have done well, performed well at radio. Yeah. I think all of the artists that are involved are happy with it.
Yeah.
And my terms aren't like super egregious. You know, I'm not like, I want your firstborn. And then when you're secondborn, if it's a boy, you have to name him Garrett. You know, there's none of that stuff happening. So I think it's all very good for everyone. You know, a rising tide lifts all boats, as they say.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to do.
You're doing good. You're doing good for the bands in the area.
Yeah.
And you wanted to touch on an upcoming gig you got with
So I a little more shameless self-promotion here.
You got a lot going on.
I am playing with Sal Baglio, Jeff Keithline, and Dave Fox at the Kowloon in Saugus this Saturday, February 17th. It's a 7 to 10 thing. I think it's $60, but that includes an all-you-can-eat buffet. So if you're looking to have dinner and then be entertained by two sets of expertly performed Beatles songs.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm building that too, of well-performed Beatles songs. Let's not say expertly, but I think it's going to be great. You know, we've been preparing for it. It's a great set. It touches on a little bit of all their career, and it's the 60th anniversary of them coming to America. So, you know,
that's right.
There's some excitement to it, but it's a good group of guys, and I think we'll do the songs well. So.
Sounds good. I grew up in Peabody, so I spent many a night at Kowloon.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. Just there always rumors that they're going under, too. And I'm like, they always do. They're doing well, so I don't know.
Right.
It might be one of those deals where the people are just tired of running it. And I don't think it's going to happen, but you always hear that.
Right. But that happens all the time, you know. I mean, nothing lasts forever.
Right.
That's why you got to enjoy it while you can.
Hit it when you can.
Yep.
All right, you got one more. Go ahead.
So, first of all, thank you very much for having me on tonight
and
letting
pleasure.
Me you know, inform your listeners about everything that's going on. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So this is Speed Fossil has been around for 10 years. This was on the first record. This is the first song that I showed to Greg McCleary when he said, "Hey, I heard you write original songs. Let's make a record together." So it's called, what is it called? You Won't See Me. And hopefully I remember it. All right.
No one will know if you don't.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They'll be like, you know, that song was a little strange, but he got through it. Yeah. All right. Here we go. We could talk for hours and reminisce about the things we said. And I could bring you flowers. Could wake up in your bed, but that's not enough for me. No, it's not the way that we should be. I know you won't see me anymore. Drowning away our sorrows and filling up on this emptiness, but that's not enough for me. No, it's not the way that we should be. I know you won't see me anymore. You won't see me. Give you one wrong chord at least.
Still sounds good after 10 years.
Yeah, thanks, right? Man. Flattery will get you everywhere.
We try. I got to get this in there. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind a wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. They hear that every week. It's the shortest one there is.
All right.
That's why I do that one.
Heed those words, people. Heed those words.
All right. We talked about Guided by Choices and Voices earlier. So I'm going to play a song by Guided by Voices. Once again, Garrett, thanks for coming in. It was a blast.
Thank you very much.
And I look forward to your new music. Get it to me. You know where it'll get spun.
Awesome.
Here we go. Guided by Voices.
And here's where we are. It's a day. closing soon. So be my tiger and call the tune and touch me where it hurts.
All right, that was Fire King with Today on Sound Cove Records, I guess we can say, right? Before that, Guided by Voices with Excited Ones. It's 856 WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I get out of here. Once again, I want to thank Garrett for coming in from Speed Fossil. This is an old band, great old band called The Dents. We'll see you next week. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.